Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to discuss distortions today, how we get to the point where the lie becomes the truth and vice versa, how something can be so clear to one, in this case clear to us, and so foggy to another, which of course is the leftist. And we could ask ourselves, are they saying the same thing about us? Like, how could they not be clear on crime going up, not being good? Or how can they not be clear on inflation going up and that not being good? You know, or how can it be clear that Joe Biden is an imbecile? I mean, look at it any way you want from their perspective. There's, show me, what do we lack clarity on? Pedophilia? Releasing criminals into the streets? Border policy? And don't think I'm just talking about leftists, folks. Sadly, far too many conservatives have been bamboozled. And we'll expose some of that in what we discuss today. I'd like to tell you that many things have changed and we're going to discuss something new. Sure, the stories that we'll talk about today are going to be a little bit different. But the gist of the news remains the same. The concepts, the ideas, the ideals even, they remain the same. And here's what you can count on. Here's what you can take to the bank. We live in crazy times. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I gotta tell you, not a great day for me. Frustrating day for a lot of reasons, mostly personal. And when you compound anything that you're going through personally and you gotta throw all this other crap on top of it, it makes you just go, what? Why bother? I mean, I bother because it's important. You bother because life goes on. Doesn't matter whether you're, you know, in my case, like my nephew got shot, father-in-law passes away, whatever issues you got going on, you got to get up and you got to do the thing. Whatever the thing is, whatever it is. Can we use that pronoun still? It. Whatever it is, you got to do your thing. Doesn't matter. I'm just telling you, life goes on. The job must go on. The bills got to get paid. Distractions, distortions, taking into account everybody's little peccadillos and feelings. You got your own and relationships. You got the left is telling you what pronouns you can use. But everything that happens, you know what you better do? You got to get up and you got to show up and you got to follow up if you want to get that paycheck, if you want to get the bills paid, if you want life to go on as normal. Pressure on top of pressure. We live in the times, I understand why people are committing suicide in record numbers, they're frustrated in record numbers, they're having nightmares in record numbers, they're seeing counselors in record numbers. I could go on. All in an attempt to make something, to get some understanding about the craziness of the times we live in, where you feel like, man, why can't I get some relief? Where are you going to find it? If you're lucky, you can find it at home. If you're lucky, you can find it with friends. If you're lucky, you can find it with extended family. If you're lucky, you got good business partners. That's a lot of ifs and a lot of luck. Because let me tell you, everybody's suffering. Lots in the news, as I mentioned. SBF. He was in the news not too long ago. This is Sam Bankman-Fried because he hired an attorney. The same attorney, by the way, who represents Ghislaine Maxwell. Too bad he didn't have Hunter Biden's people. Maybe he wouldn't be in the trouble he's in, but we'll get to him in just a bit. As you probably know, he's been arrested. Finally. How long did that take? What else we got in the news? The Biden administration's got a lot of problems. SBF is one, because he's a big Democrat contributor. They're saying they can't find $1 billion. I bet I know where it is. Somebody go check Hunter Biden's closet. Anyway, the Biden administration's got other problems besides SBF. They got to cover for Fauci the fraud. We'll talk about him more in a bit, too. Skewed reality is our theme for today, folks. And really, it's our theme for every show. Skewed reality. Because the only way you can approach leftism is you must essentially disable your ability to reason. That's right. What you see is not what you get with leftists. We used to call it WYSIWYG in computing. What you see is what you get. There's a song, what you see is what you get. The left are magicians, folks, but they're bad ones. You see every trick, but they still see the magic is real. They still want you to see the magic is real. It's not a trick. No, I saw you. I saw you palm it. I saw you slipping into your other hand. I saw you. No, you didn't. You didn't see it. Let me do it again. I'll show you. And you say, I see it, right? I saw it again. No. And they cry. We know the secrets. There's nothing these people have said or done that we, I mean, it would be different if they were doing it, you know. Like, I watched the street musician one time, and this guy was so good. I watched his show probably 7 times, and he got a kick out of just fooling me. But here's what I always knew walking away. It's just a trick. And with Democrats, I can promise you, there is nothing they put in front of me that I don't go, not only do I know it's a trick, I know how you did the trick. They fool a lot of people. I was in the lobby waiting for an appointment, and they had Fox News on, and it was showing the border crisis. And all I could say was, wow. Have you been paying attention to this? I've been so mired in other things, I hadn't paid attention to it. We are truly being invaded. We're going to get to that in just a bit, too. So we got a lot to talk about. Maybe we'll test your skewed reality. Maybe you don't even believe your reality is screwed. Maybe you think you can't be fooled.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man and again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know what I hear when I'm out and about? I hear people talking about the finances and things like that. And almost to a person, they're saying, man, I'm batting down the hatches. I don't know. So, you know, my question is, what do you think? Do you think things are going to get better? You think they... I don't see any... I've not talked to a single person that said, oh, yeah, man, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I mean, if you ask me, I'm going to make it work because that's what I have to do. I don't have a choice whether I like it or not. Whatever my circumstances are, I have no choice. I have to make it work. Moving on, I'm not going to take a lot of time over this, but over the weekend, they said a massive caravan of thousands of illegal migrants, mostly from Nicaragua, crossing to the border into West Texas, a stunning surge, they said, that shocked immigration agents, neighboring towns, and state officials. Over the last few days, folks, thousands of illegal immigrants arrived at the Border Patrol Central Processing Center in El Paso. They estimated over 2,000 people a day, largest influx reaching 800 to 1,000 migrants just on Sunday night, and what can only be declared an invasion. They can talk about this all they want. This is one of these things where Donald Trump had fixed this. He had fixed it. And now it's broken again. And here's the thing. They're saying 2,000 a day is nothing. This thing is going to go. It's just getting started. The siren has rung, you know, or sounded. The siren has sounded. And they're just telling people it's a free-for-all. The red wave didn't occur. Joe Biden won. Let's go show America a real invasion. And the question is, what are the left going to do? Remember, these are the people that got a handful of, I don't know where these people were from. Where were they from that they sent to Martha's Vineyard? El Salvador? A handful. They panicked. El Paso's dealing with thousands of people. And you know what they showed? The video I watched, they had Mexican police were escorting the buses to the border because they were going to put them in some centers there. And then it turned out they let them off the bus and they immediately crossed the border. They crossed in such numbers, you can't do anything about them. It's like one of those wildebeest things in Africa. Sure, the crocodiles get a couple of them. Some of them get snagged, but for the most part, they go on to go graze on the other side of the river. And what a metaphor, right? So I want to move on because I want to talk to you more about what's going on in the country. It's not just about this invasion. I want you to think about this invasion being a metaphor for everything else that's happening. Let me ask you, do you think things are going to get better in Texas, in El Paso, and as these people spread across the nation at thousands per day? Do you think that it's going to get better? We're talking about millions of people. What was the estimate from last year? How many people came? So they said people, they were going into neighborhoods begging for food. These people had nothing when they came here. Oh, but the Democrats tell you they're cost positive. They're not going to cost us anything. In a time when people can barely afford their groceries, barely afford where they live, can't afford their meds, can't afford to heat and cool their houses, can't afford gasoline and for their cars, and they got people begging for food that you know they're going to give them because we are humanitarian. Where are these people going to go? Who's going to take them in? The shelters? How is this going to get managed? And if you think that's bad, I can give you the numbers. They said credit card debt is at an all-time high and savings is at an all-time low. And here's how the article reads. While it is traditionally viewed as a B-grade economic indicator, the monthly consumer credit report from the Federal Reserve has become a closely watched signal of consumer health because, as we first noted half a year ago, and subsequently most economists and strategists have also noticed, there has been a surge in credit card usage by U.S. households, a troubling sign suggesting that in lieu of disposable incomes, more Americans are forced to max out their credit cards to stay on top of, you ready? Soaring prices. I love how they delivered the good economic news that inflation only went up this month 7.1% over the previous year. Now again, using the numbers from the 1980s, that's well into the 20%. It's not in check. It's not going down. The price of your food has remained is getting higher. And let me tell you something. As a bag of chips I used to buy, it was $2.29. They put it right on the bag. Then they put $2.49. You want to know what the new packaging is on these chips? No price. They're telling you, we don't know what the price needs to be for us to make money. So we're not going to put a price on there. Then you go to the checkout, and they're $2.83. And they go, well, look, it's $2.49 on the bag. And they go, yep, inflation. The chip menu, it was a corn chip. That manufacturer doesn't want to be known for inflation. So they stopped putting the price on the bags. I'll never forget when it went up to 20 cents because I went, wow. It used to be that, and it's a good quality chip for the money. Not that you guys listen to hear from my culinary expertise. So they go on to say this. In the latest consumer report filed by the Fed released not too long ago, in October, the trend continued. Total consumer credit rose $27.1 billion above last month's $25.8 billion, if below the $28 billion consensus estimate. So even though it's below the estimate, it still ticked up almost $2 billion. They said prices rose less than expected in November, the latest sign that runaway inflation that has been gripping the economy is loosening up. And this goes back to what I said earlier. The CPI, the Consumer Price Index, which measures wide baskets of goods and services, rose just 0.1% from the previous month and increased 7.1% from a year ago. This is from the Labor Department. They said the Dow Jones has been expecting a 0.3% monthly increase and a 7.3% 12-month rate. So I guess they're saying the companies are going to start to grow again. Maybe. What I can tell you is this. There's not a lot of good news here. A B-grade economic indicator graded on a curve for Joe Biden. We're not done, folks. America's household's real worth fell $13.5 trillion in the first three quarters of 2022. In other words, Joe Biden's full year as president, we lost $13.5 trillion in households' real worth. How shocking. How sad. We'll touch more on that when we get back, and we're also going to talk about the criminal who's been supporting the Democratic Party finally getting arrested.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Richard Johnson. One more time for the Federal Reserve on what we expect will be another interest rate hike. We'll know the details later this afternoon. The work to fund the federal government past Friday continues on Capitol Hill, both sides in the Senate putting different spins on it. Democrat Chuck Schumer says a framework for a deal is in place.
We still have a long way to go, but a framework is a big step in the right direction.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's still good with either a short or long-term spending measure. It's the 10th anniversary of the mass shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. 20 kids and 6 educators were killed. Former President Barack Obama calls it the single darkest day of his presidency. World Cup semifinal coming up. It's France and Morocco. The winner will play Argentina for the cup itself on Sunday. A third-place game on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
$13.5 trillion vanished into thin air under Joe Biden, but he gets reelected, right? The midterms, where they thwarted the red wave because Joe Biden's performed so well. 3/4 of the year is gone, and people have lost $13.5 trillion under Biden. By the way, they had gained $14 trillion under Trump, in case you want to put it in perspective. This is from MarketWatch. The 8.6% drop from January to September is the second fastest decline on record behind the financial crisis of 2008-2009. That was when the bubble burst on all these crazy insufficient loans that they never should have made. There was a reason for that drop, in other words. There's no reason for Joe Biden's drop except Joe Biden. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Record high inflation under the Biden administration is causing a decrease in the purchasing power of assets and liabilities. That is shocking. I want you to just consider what I told you. Donald Trump added $14 trillion of net value in America in his first year. Broadback manufacturing, spurred job growth, got rid of onerous legislation in businesses. There were more business starts, people employed, etc. He created out of thin air. After baby black Jesus got a quantitative easing where they were pumping money, they were just mailing money with every check. It was like, here's your check and here's some extra cash. And Trump, they stopped quantitative easing. In fact, they went the opposite. And he still managed to grow this economy, positive GDP across the board, created $14 trillion. Of new money, new wealth in America. And Joe Biden in the year 2022, not even finished with a year, has completely erased it. $13.5 trillion gone. What else can he do? With a record like that, what else do you want to give your money to? And people are, oh, Tesla. Tesla stock has dropped 60% this year. What stock didn't? It's dropped 60%. Oh, Elon Musk, he's no longer the richest guy in the world. I don't know if he is or he isn't, but there are people celebrating that Elon Musk stock drop because he bought Twitter and he's giving you the truth. So people, I'm not going to buy Tesla. Let me tell you, one of the best values right now on the market, I don't own any Tesla stock. I don't. I'm thinking about buying some, but I don't own any, and I'm not telling you to go get some. But I'll tell you right now, it has got to be the most under. If it drops 60%, it is time to get it. Because that's what a lot. I was looking at the Twitter feed. People, shoot, man. People are going, I just sold my Google stock to buy Tesla. I just sold my Berkshire Hathaway. They're selling their big stuff so they could come in and give Tesla. Tesla has gone from, I'm trying to remember the numbers, but $400 a share down to $160. Can you imagine if that sucker just went up part of the way, $300? You're practically doubling your money. Keep testing Elon Musk. Don't bet on this guy to fail. I love how people break things out for you when they start giving you the statistics about what's working, what's not working. So here's what MarketWatch wrote. Nominal net worth fell 4.6% to $143.3 million. As the market value of assets fell by $6 trillion, and liabilities rose by $900 billion. So, if you had assets, they're worth a lot less. And if you had liabilities, they rose by $900 billion. Now, I think that might be credit cards and stuff like that, but there are liabilities out there. They go on. Household balance sheets, assets minus liabilities, were propped up by a 10% increase in home equity, which is the greatest source of wealth for most American families. So the thing that bailed Joe Biden out is the housing market has ballooned up with artificial ideas around. And look, it's all artificial, right? So I'm not going to say Biden's is artificial, but Trump's it was real. No, it's all artificial. You don't know what your house is worth until it sells. I'll give you a perfect example. The house that I had in St. Louis was a point, I think in 2019, I would have sold that house for $270,000 just to get out of it. And in 2021, we sold the house for $505,000. It's what the perception is. The market shifted. We did the rehab. Melissa did most of the work, made a beautiful house, and we sold it. And sold it for not a lot of money, not a lot of profit, but because we put a lot into it. But we sold it. Anyway, they go on, they say, but the loss in real wealth from January through September was about twice as large as the nominal loss, $13.5 trillion. In current dollars, after accounting for the rapid inflation experienced this year. Inflation, they say, makes both debts and liabilities worth less in terms of purchasing power. So what they're telling you is that there's nothing good to report here. There's no spin here. The prices of stocks, they say, which have lost about 25% of their value, outpaced gains in real estate values in the third quarter. A financial report released Friday by the Federal Reserve showed. Federal Reserve's report put the nominal wealth loss at $6.8 trillion. So, under Joe Biden, America's getting its butt kicked. I think that's pretty much what we're able to say there. I want to move on. I want to talk about SBF. I mentioned him earlier. Apparently, Democrats have milked that cow as much as they can, SBF. So he's finally been arrested. I thought we had a clip, but apparently you're shaking your heads, no? Oh, okay. So we have a clip, but it isn't adding anything. That's okay. Don't worry about it, guys.
Bahama authorities have arrested Sam Bankman-Fried. The U.S. authorities have filed criminal charges against Sam Bankman-Fried. He's the former disgraced CEO of FTX, a multi-billion-dollar fraud. And the Bahamas, breaking news, they intend to extradite Sam Bankman-Fried once U.S. officials request it. Now, Sam Bankman-Fried was scheduled to testify for House Financial Services. Going to stay on that breaking story.
Well, many of us are wondering, what took so long? This guy, at every turn, I don't even know how you could... Look, I've been a management consultant to very large companies. The amount of governance in companies that were a fraction the size of this guy's company is amazing. Sarbanes-Oxley required it. Post-Enron, holy crap, man, these people crawl up your butt with a microscope, an electron microscope, looking for anything. And you know what's funny? They now describe him as, what was it? I saw a report. It said inexperienced, immature. That's not what they were saying about this guy. I'm going to find the actual. Look, do me a favor. I couldn't find the story I'm looking for. I'm talking to my producers for you guys on the radio. Find me the story where they describe these guys. They, SBF was saying, I talked about this before, had the sophisticated investors, right? Not the sodomites like us, not the ones, you know, going out reading the reports and trying to figure out how to invest in toilet paper because they keep, you know, it's a reusable or what, a consumable and all this, but, you know, looking at the P to E ratios and all that. No, we were the unsophisticated people. The sophisticates were the ones who were following the new guru, Sam Bankman-Fried. The guy that was on the cover of Fortune, being compared to people like Carnegie and Mellon and John Paul Getty and many others. The savior of the crypto industry who's now bringing it down. I did see where Ethereum and Bitcoin have made a bit of a surge. I think that he did Bitcoin and Ethereum a huge favor because people are going to go, at least I know who those are. But now the White House has to look into it. The White House says, well, we want to make sure this doesn't happen again. How many billions did that cost them? I'm talking about Sam Bankman-Fried. They still are having trouble finding a billion of his dollars. I said this before. You might check with Hunter, but regardless of who you check with, I will tell you this. It ain't with Republicans. Arrested 30-year-old FTX mogul. And what's interesting about the arrest is his schedule before his arrest.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. There is no way you could run a company like FTX the way Sam Bankman-Fried, so let's just call him what he is, Sam Bankman-Fraud, ran his company without having the IRS and some level of scrutiny you wouldn't believe. There's no way. Unless you're part of the system. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The way they describe this guy, we couldn't find the original article that we were going to use for the show. I don't know why, but let me just say this. They the way that they now depict him, and you should hear him. I was a CEO. I mean, I just have to fall on the sword. I mean, you know, the buck stops with me. I mean, I'm the reason why this happened. And he's trying to act all magnanimous. You know, it's all my fault. It's my fault, my fault. But there were people. I don't know who was the CFO. I don't know who was the treasurer. I don't know who was the COO, the CTO, all the C-level types. But with that kind of money at play and the number of, you ready, sophisticated investors, you would think somebody would say, listen, I need to see your balance sheet and income statement. I need to see how your money, where it's going, how it's flowing. Can I see your corporate governance documents? Can I see the bylaws of your corporation? When is the last time you had a shareholders meeting? I'd like to participate. Is it okay if I talk to some of the shareholders and so on? There's all kinds of things. Have you filed your 10-Ks and 10-Qs? Now they're like, well, he was doing business in the Bahamas, and that should have raised suspicions. I think it would. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying you have to be doing illegal business to be in the Bahamas, but I would think that if you're an American-based company, you went to MIT, you got to incorporate in New York, for goodness sakes, where the stock exchange is and where the financial markets are. Incorporate there. And I don't know if you want to do an offshoot in the, you know, wherever. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not trying to tell them how to do business. But I'm saying if you are incorporated in the Bahamas, I'm already a little skeptical. I'm going, wonder what's going on. Doesn't want to be an American company. Now, that being said, I know a lot of the American companies, Facebook and others, they move their stuff offshore because they didn't want to pay American taxes. Okay, if you said that to me, yeah, we were going to incorporate here, but we knew we were going to be doing billions of dollars and we didn't want to have to pay American taxes. So we saved their stakeholders 15% by moving. I'd go, well, there you go. They've known about this guy for a long time. When did the tarnish wear off? That's what I'd be asking, right? When did the tarnish wear off? When did people stop looking at Sam Bankman-Fried and went, wait a minute, something's up? Elon Musk sniffed him out. Elon Musk, when Sam Bankman-Fried says, hey, if you want to buy Twitter and take it private, we're all in. Let us give you some of our crypto money. And Elon Musk looked, he did his due diligence and went, no, thank you. Why didn't others? He was touted as a wonder kid. Let me just say this. I want to give you this. This is smoke and mirrors, folks. This is the skewed reality we've been talking about. And we're going to go into it in the next hour. The skewed reality that a guy from MIT, was he 30 years old? And I'm not dismissing his age, but I'm also not dismissing mine. The reason why we consider ourselves elder statesmen, we consider ourselves pretty bright as we age, and we say to ourselves, we're getting, anybody ready, better with age, isn't because of our physical, it's because of our mental. It's our ability to sniff out the fakes and the frauds. And the sad news is, by the time Democrats do it, they're dead. But there are a few of them that hit their 40s, their 50s, and their 60s and finally get a little bit of sanity and turn. We have to turn them quicker. Why do you think the education system's so jacked up and keeping people stupid? I give you Sam Bankman-Fried, the 30-year-old wunderkind that people like Cramer and Lou Dobbs and others were, not Lou Dobbs, there's another guy, I forget his name, CNBC. Anyway, he was fawning all over the guy. I think we're sitting in the presence of greatness. And here's old Sam Friedman with his big Jew fro going, yeah, you're right, man. As he's picking a booger, you know. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Skewed reality. Now they call him the fallen 30-year-old FTX mogul. They're still calling him a mogul, but he's fallen now. He's fallen and he can't get up. Now he's being accused of wire fraud conspiracies, securities fraud conspiracy, and money laundering. Whoa! 5 counts now of pretty major stuff. Wonder what did the check bounce at the DNC or what? How did we go from this guy still making the media rounds? It wasn't 2-3 shows ago. I was saying, why hasn't he been arrested? He's apparently paid off everybody. He's apparently immune to prosecution because they're doing nothing. And then days later, they do it. Kind of reminds me of Balenciaga, where nobody wanted to speak out until they finally had to. Well, it's the same thing here. What precipitated them finally going, we got to bring this guy down? I have a theory, by the way. You ready for it? His congressional testimony. If you think the Democrats were going to let this little Jufro boy get in front of the House Judiciary Committee, Finance Committee, I don't know what committee, but one of them, or the Senate, and talk about what he did and who all he gave money to and what all he expected. I mean, all I can say is, if I were SBF or the parents of SBF, at the very least, I'd get a little insurance. Enough to bury him. Because this guy, he's not a Jeffrey Epstein in terms of knowing their little sexual peccadilloes. But he knows where a few bones are buried. And as naive as he may appear in those news cycles where he's, I'm really just sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I mean, I know it's billions of dollars and those smoke and mirrors and I don't really have anything. But, not going to fly when it comes to old Hill. Old Hills will take you out no matter what. She don't, I don't care. He's too close to the truth. Well, Sam, I've got to ask you, because can you imagine they're going to have every in front of the Congress, they're going to have all the money where it went. What did you expect? Wait till they start trotting in all the other people that were giving money, fake money, monopoly money. That real life people lost. See, the monopoly money that they played with at the Democrat level, at the DNC level, it's real money there. But at the level of the people who lost it, it's more real. See, for the Democrats, it's monopoly money. They can create it anytime they want. Just go to the bank. Oh, there's some monopoly money there. And as real as it is, it isn't real to them because no harm, no foul. They didn't. So what? So what? I don't get to do all the things I wanted to do with this money that I thought I had. They didn't really get hurt. The little people got hurt. But I'm going to go back to this because I say this in all sincerity and I think you know it to be true. The Democrats must be afraid of what Sam Bankman-Fried could say, what he could do to them. They must be afraid because it's not good news. And if you notice the timing, they swoop this guy up right before he's due to testify. Wire fraud conspiracy, securities fraud conspiracy, and money laundering. That's the one I'm most intrigued about, by the way. Because there are rumors that he was laundering money for the DNC and he's laundering money for money that was going into Ukraine. By the way, Joe Biden just bragged, I'm not sending Ukraine weapons, I'm sending them money. Whose money is he sending them? We all know the answer. He's sending them our money. You want to know what it's all predicated on? Does the name Hunter Biden ring a bell? Yeah, skewed reality, folks. We'll be talking about it in the next hour, but we'll be talking about it for the next year. Skewed reality. The reality that we lost an election that we won. The reality that the Democrats want us to believe we have competence sitting in the White House. Well, what's the real reality? We'll be talking more about it in the second hour. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.